Welcome to the Sportscast, February 8th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Twitch, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. You can also look us up on digital radio. We're on 24/7. You can also visit our website, thesportscast.net, or get our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. Super Bowl LVII preview, Chiefs versus the Eagles. Big game this weekend where the whole world watches. Not as much as the World Cup, but it is a big game yearly compared to the World Cup every 4 years. And join us today to preview Joe Toscano and Ray Sherrod. Welcome to The Sportscast.
Oh, man, it's an honor to be here, especially with you guys, man. It is great to be on the big show. Good to be here.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Joe and Ray, big personalities, know their game. Let's first start with Ray. Ray, your team lost against the Eagles, but your thoughts over this big game this weekend?
You know what? Andy Reid, I believe in Andy Reid. He's been there. He knows. It's kind of weird because he was the coach for the Eagles and now he's playing. They're going up against the Chiefs. But I just think it's going to be KC because something magical about Patrick Mahomes. If you watch the last game, the guy played on one leg and threw over 300 yards, got his team to the Super Bowl. It's just something magical, something special about this kid. I believe. I think Eagles is great. Don't think Eagles is a great team. I think Jalen Hurts is amazing. I actually think the Eagles got more weapons, but I think the Patrick Mahomes, the Kelsey, I think that's going to be the equalizer, and I think that's what's going to do it.
Joe, your thoughts over this matchup this weekend?
This is so exciting. What you want for the big game is the best teams to be in there. And it doesn't get any better than both number one seeds from both conferences. These are two of the best teams. And it is, I'm so excited. I think this could be an extremely good game. It is possible. There's something in the back of my head says is saying Eagles blowouts, but I just don't believe that. I have a feeling that there's going to be one factor that not too many people are talking about. It's an injury. And it's not what people are talking about, but I think it has a potential to be an awesome game, high scoring, close, fun game. I think it's going to be awesome.
Ray, Eagles, they beat, to get to the Super Bowl, they beat the New York Giants and the 49ers, but they haven't faced a huge superstar quarterback. Do you think this will be different from the other teams they faced?
I'm just being honest, man. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we lost our starting quarterback. The backup quarterback, we lost that. I mean, we were getting ready to put in CMC to do Wildcats and be the quarterback. I mean, we had a kid in there that couldn't even throw. All he was doing was holding the ball. So they really haven't got a test from a superstar quarterback in a big game like this. And let's not forget Jalen Hurts. He's not 100%. He hasn't been 100% in that game. Now, if he's 100% and he can run and he can throw, I don't know. I don't know. But I don't think the Eagles have really been tested yet. And I think they're going to get tested.
Now, let me ask you this question. If Brock Purdy was healthy throughout the whole game, would it have been different, closer?
I won't say that we were going to win. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to say. I would have said it would have been a lot closer. But let's just be fair. The guy had a torn ligament in his elbow. You can't throw the ball. All you can do, and the other team knows he can't throw the ball. So what is he going to do? They shut down Debo. They shut down CMC. They couldn't do anything. I'm in tears, sad. You know, it's like somebody with their hands tied behind their back and they can't do anything. So, but I think it would have been close. Thought it would have been close because it was honestly in the beginning, it was scored 7-7. In the beginning, and anything can happen in football. So, yeah, I would have said close.
Shorts, 7-7. A few minutes, wasn't it? Was it just a few minutes before he got injured?
Well, first of all, let's be fair. Let's be fair. That first point that the Eagles got, Devontae Freeman did not catch that ball. If the guys upstairs would have did their job, but I'll give the Eagles this. It is football 101. You rush your butt back to the line, and that's what they did. And they had their running back score that touchdown. But technically, that shouldn't have been a touchdown. That Devontae, he covered that ball really good, but that ball hit the ground. So it would have been actually probably 3-7. Would have been 3-7 because I think they would have had to kick it. I don't think they would have gotten it down.
And Roger Goodell says the refs were doing fine this past season.
You know what?
He's an idiot.
He has to do everything to protect the shield. He gets lots of money to say stuff like that. But that's a problem because this is games that it's hot, like it's high stakes. It's the Super Bowl. The refs gotta, watch that. But also the Niners, the guys up in the booths, they gotta do their jobs too. And they gotta get down to the coach, say, throw the flag, but they didn't do it.
Sky Brown will be the official for this game. Joe, Eagles will be facing a big quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. He's not 100%, but he wasn't 100% for the AFC championship game. How do you see this matchup? Is the Eagles lucky that Mahomes is not 100%?
I think Mahomes will be fine. Yeah, high ankle sprains are a big deal that usually puts people out for several weeks. But we saw 1 week later after suffering that he was getting around better. And with an extra 2 weeks, he's going to be fine. So I think Mahomes will be fine. He'll be able to do everything he wants to do for the most part. I think the injury, and Ray alluded to this, I think the injury that we're not talking about is Jalen Hurts. He hasn't looked good in like a month. He took time off during the season, and he still hasn't looked great. So I don't know if he's going to be 100%. If that's the case, I think that's the biggest factor in the game and why the Chiefs are probably going to win. And the other thing is, who have the Chiefs really played? Who have the Chiefs beat almost the entire season? But their schedule hasn't been great. But yeah, I mean, because of the unfortunate circumstances of Purdy getting hurt and them having no quarterbacks, that really wasn't a game. That was just, it was just too one-sided for them. So that really wasn't a game. And the Giants, sorry, Giants fans. I know one just joined. Maybe they weren't the strongest opponent for the Eagles. So I don't think the Eagles have had that hard of a schedule and that hard of a time. And so that makes me wonder what happens when they face a really good team. I'm really leaning Chiefs right now.
Number one Giants fan and a person that does not believe in tanking, Victor Orocho. Welcome to the Super Bowl Big Show.
All right, thank you. I didn't want to. I came on muted. I had a call, so apologize.
Leave your jacket on. It looks good.
You want me to outdress you guys?
Please.
Yeah.
Come on now, Ray. What up, bro? Don't make me go all Steve. Don't make me go all Victor A on you.
Oh my goodness.
So
you saw him. Yeah, so go ahead.
So hold on. Joey Bags, go back to the Giants. What was that comment? I'm gonna read.
I'm saying maybe they weren't the strongest opponent for the Eagles. Just saying, they had a great season. I'm not disrespecting them. I'm just saying.
Right. I just want the question, bro. You don't have to go on further, man. Let me cut it off a little bit. You know how I do. I want to just rewind what you said. Number one, Giants had a great season, and two, they weren't. We got whooped. Okay, they manhandle us. But as long as I'm in there and I get experience, why do you think I keep saying I want a Chargers coach fired? Because Herbert would have had two playoff seasons at least with experience. Okay, just get him in it. That's it. Let the team feel it. Let that brother feel it. Right. So the Giants were in it. They weren't the opponent. I was hoping for better. I don't want to get into the Giants about the Super Bowl, but remember, if you heard some of our show, right, Santiago, I don't know, it. Ray, if you heard it, but I was saying, you know, it was stupid for us to go on fourth down when we're playing against when Minnesota exactly. drove down, right? Like you know, well, you got to go exactly. for a big, my other two people that were on our show. Go for what big? You know they're better than you, dude. Don't give them the ball on the 50-yard line.
Right.
No, even if they drove down again, give them another 30 yards, take them off the field. But anyhow, so they weren't. Joey, I'm not going to deny that. But as long as I'm in it, you know what I mean? You can't win it unless you're in it. Philadelphia looks strong. But remember, Philadelphia played Dallas with pretty much a second string team and only lost by one score. So Philadelphia is looking strong, man. You know, but I will tell you that that, you know, Jalen still got a little bit of injury. You could see it, but you know, they're a good team, man. I picked them to win. That's the bottom line, right?
Which is something that Ray brought up. Jalen does not look 100%. Join us as well. Kevin Tyree, welcome to the big show.
What are you guys doing? How you guys doing?
Pretty What's good. Up? So yeah. Kevin, your thoughts on the big game. Who do you think has the advantage?
I'm taking KC. Taking KC because of Mahomes, you know, and his escapability and his improvising and all that good stuff, you know.
Way to go, Kevin.
Can I just respond to Joey real quick?
Escapability, you think mobility or will he be throwing the ball a lot?
Well, yeah, he's going to be doing all both. He's going to be doing both.
That boy ain't going to be running.
Well, But he don't have to run. I'm not talking about running. He don't have to run.
Not gonna be running. You know, not against that defense.
Throw the ball to the, you know. Yeah. I mean, he'll be all right.
So Byron Jones says, "Let it go, Victor. Let it go."
Yeah, I see what I mean because he knows I'm right. Joey, I just wanted to answer you. I was agreeing with you that it wasn't the strongest opponent. I'm just saying it was a good team, and I was on it. He's let it go because he knows that I'm upset with that fourth down. That's the deal. I'm upset with Chargers. I ain't letting nothing go. Hey, look. I think Jalen still not injured. I think Mahomes definitely looks like he's not the same. He's still not as mobile. He looked it. He was still limping, right? I'm picking Philly because I think Philly globally has more. But I will tell you, for Kansas City to win, I don't know if you know this, guys, as great of a defense that Philadelphia has, they are 31st in the league against covering running backs receiving the ball. That's going to be the key to Kansas City, right? Oh. It's not only the receivers, it's getting that ball to their runners. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the only weakness Philly has because everything else, they're solid, man. I'm done.
Ray Sherrod, how can the Chiefs exploit the Eagles' defense?
Well, first of all, man, you guys are forgetting their running back, Pacheco. This kid has stepped his game up. So that's one thing. So your boy, Patrick Mahomes, don't have to do too much running because this kid is running. He's doing great. And I just want to send a shout out to Patrick Mahomes. He did run one last play that caused an idiot defensive player to push him, hit him out of bounds that moved them up to the field goal. The most stupidest play I've ever seen of a defensive player in a big game like that. But yeah. I think it wasn't. And I respect the coach because the coach says it's not one guy and I'm not going to talk about him. It's a team, but I would have been talking about him and calling him. I would have called him an idiot to do something.
I'm
like
sure
that.
He did. I just don't think he did it in a public manner.
I agree.
Understand what I mean?
What were you thinking?
They ripped him. And yes. You saw his face on the sideline. The guy's head was down. And let me tell you something. I thought they were going to lose that game again. And I picked Kansas City because to beat them four times, you know what I mean? Come on. But Mahomes is hurt. He doesn't have to run. You have to run back. But I'm saying what you were saying is that run back is doing well. But why wouldn't you – you got to remember – against the rush, the Eagles are top. So I don't care what running back you got out there. But if that guy is that good, then get him in the swing. Get him in the wheel route. because they're the worst in covering defense, running backs on pass plays.
Patrick still threw over 300 yards. He can still swing that ball. And he's got people not thinking he's got one of the best tight ends. His boy Kelce always there waiting. He don't have to, honestly, you don't even got to throw it down the field. You just show up the big man Kelce and he do the work. So, but I will say this, I think Eagles got more weapons. They also got a great tight end. They got Brown. They got, oh my God, Devontae Smith.
I mean, they're stacked.
Man. So
dude, their defense has 71 sacks, bro.
Yeah. I will give the Eagles.
And what are they, number one against the rush?
I think Andy Reid is going to do is he's going to mix it up, though. He's going to mix it up on those Eagles because you can –
Throw it to the running backs.
Exactly. So
31st in defending running backs. Throw it to the running backs.
There you go.
Let's go to Joe. Yeah. How can the Chiefs exploit the Eagles defense? Mr. Jones says Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore will be the X factors, but your thoughts, Joe.
Oh, tell Jones don't mention Kadarius Toney in his words again. Tell Jones not to mention Kadarius Toney was with the Giants, and I don't want that guy to do anything. Sorry, Joe.
It is funny that the Chiefs went from last year and previous years, basically Mahomes. Obviously, they still had Kelce, but Mahomes throwing deep balls to Tyreek Hill, and that was their offense. Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Kelce. And now it's Mahomes, Kelce, and Pacheco, and McKinnon, and Juju, and all the other guys.
Hardman's not going to be ready.
He's thrown more receivers this year than he's had in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
It's funny that he's completely done it a whole different way. This was supposed to be a rebuilding year for the Chiefs. This is a funny thing.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I'm sorry, I'm talking to somebody. Just go inside.
Let me mute Kevin. He's in the middle of something. You want to respond to that, Victor?
He has thrown – I want to respond to Ray, and I want to respond to Joey. Let me go Joey first. He has thrown way more to more receivers this year than he has when Tyreek Hill was there, right? But it worked, right? But he figured it out, and he's throwing – I mean, look at his receivers. I mean, he's throwing – there's like six receivers. He's hitting a lot of receivers. You understand? So great job. Mahomes is bona fide. I just think the Bengals got their number because they should have lost that game. Okay. And I picked them to win. I didn't think they would, they should have, without that penalty, they would have lost. Okay. But Ray, he threw for 300 yards. They won by three. It's not like, you know, they didn't come at home. Right. And they were winning. So they were winning against a team that keeps beating them. So I don't know what the Bengals got on them. And that Joe Cool is pretty good. Threw some bad, he showed some mistakes, but they won only by 3 points. You know what I mean? And Joe Burrows had 300 something yards also.
But I'm talking about a man that's on one leg though, man. You got a guy with a high ankle. Can you imagine if he didn't have a high ankle sprain, what he could have done?
There's no doubt. But can you imagine if Burrows doesn't get sacked 70 times?
that's the Bengals. That's the Bengals.
If you're going to throw what if, on both sides. He's got a good leg. They got a good line. Right? I mean, how many times did he get sacked that game?
I think if Jalen was 100%, I think he would have did a whole lot more. I think he also relied on his feet.
Jalen
Hurt, yeah,
Jalen Hurts,
yeah, Jalen Hurts. I'm just saying, like I said, when these guys are hurt, these are like they go to a whole nother round. They get it done, and that's what Patrick Mahomes. This man has so many injuries in his career, but he gets the job done, and he's a winner when he plays hurt too. So, and that's why I think he's scary. He's gonna because he's He's gonna find a way to win. And yeah. I think they're going. I just think Andy Reid is gonna outcoach him. That's just my opinion. I think Andy Reid is gonna outcoach him.
He also has to have a chip on his shoulder, right? Would you think Andy Reid's going in there with a chip?
Oh yeah. That did not end well in Philadelphia.
No, no.
Joe, there's Kevin. Kevin, your thoughts on Mahomes. How many weapons is he going to use for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he's going to have to spread it around. He's going to have to spread it around. Because Andy Reid will figure it out. I'm telling you, man. It's going to be a good game. But I think KC's going to pull it out, man.
Joe Toscano. Joe, who has the better coach, Eagles or the Chiefs?
Andy Reid's one of the best coaches, in history. What he's done, what he did in Philadelphia, and what he's done in Kansas City is amazing. But yeah, and that's a huge factor for them. But what about the Eagles coach? That guy's pretty young. What is this? His second year? I think the inexperience of the Eagles, most of the Eagles are not used to being in this Super Bowl. Yeah, they were just there not too long ago, but still Jalen Hurts wasn't. A lot of their team wasn't. So I think that's a little bit of a factor. I think it takes a little while to get used to the spectacle of the Super Bowl. So the inexperienced coach and some of the inexperienced Super Bowl inexperience of the team, and the Chiefs have a lot of experience. I think that's going to be a factor for the Chiefs.
Defensive line, Chris Jones. Who wants to talk about Chris Jones from the Eagles? Go ahead, Joe.
He is a monster. He could wreck the entire game if they're not careful. The Eagles have a really good offensive line. It's not perfect, but they have a really good offensive line. But still, Jones could take over a game. He is that good.
He recorded 2 sacks against the Niners. Your thoughts on Chris Jones, Victor?
My thoughts globally is when your defense is as good as Philadelphia's and you're an NFC East team, with all due respect, all that experience stuff gets thrown out the window. NFC East is a dangerous division when you're in the playoffs and then when you're in the Super Bowl. Bottom line. Now, if offense is different, that experience is, you need that play, a little different feeling, a lot more preparation and so forth. But defense, you get to cause havoc, right? So I don't think both coaching, who's done a great job, I think their defense, who's done, they're 1 sack away from tying the Bears, right? One of the best defenses ever. I mean, that plays a big factor. You know, defense, you're not as affected as much as, you know, to some degree you are, but not like you are offensively. Offensively, you got to remember so many more things, right? And I think that's what gives them the edge. I don't think Andy Reid by far is the better coach, but because of time and results and experience, it's too hard to judge Sirianni this early. Don't forget, Philly won with a backup quarterback against a Belichick and a Brady. Because who's a better coach, Belichick or Brady? I mean, Belichick or Andy Reid?
Belichick. I will choose Belichick.
I'm Belichick.
Ray?
I agree with you.
You see what I mean? And Belichick lost to a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't forget that. And they lost twice to the Giants. And the Giants were like 9-7, 9-8 in a wild card, right? So the NFC East is tough, and I just think that it's a. Some of that stuff gets thrown out. If their defense was suspect and it was, if I had to pit the offense against the offense as loaded as Philadelphia, I'd give the edge to Kansas City because of experience, like Joey said, and Ray, and you guys are saying, and Patrick Mahomes and Kel and all the superstars they have, right? You know, there is no doubt. But And defense is big, bro. Go ahead.
Does it win championships, Ray? Defense still?
Kevin,
go ahead if you need to talk about.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Defense wins championships.
I think defense wins championships.
Ray?
I think defense, yeah, definitely.
See, it depends on the team. It depends on the team because there's some bad defensive teams. There's some bad offensive teams that have won with defense. There's been some bad defensive teams going because of their offense. But on this one, I think the Eagles got the better defense. I think Jones, Slay, all those guys are studs. Studs. I think their defenses are great. But I also experience. Andy Reid is I just go with the experience. And then I go with he's been there. Patrick Mahomes has been there. He's been there. And Hurts hasn't. And Hurts, I don't know, man. I just got to be honest. How's he going to be? It's the Super Bowl. How's he mentally? How's he going to be? Because I've seen what Patrick Mahomes could do. I just haven't seen what Hurts can do. But I do think the defense is going to – Eagles defense is going to show up. But I just think Andy Reid's going to have something for it because he's seen it all and done it all.
Joe, what it come down to the defense? Does defense win championships?
Defense wins championships, and here's another factor. Speaking of Belichick, when Belichick's Patriots were undefeated, they were going for 19-0. They ended up in the Super Bowl against the New York Giants. Who was the defensive coordinator of the Giants? Steve Spagnuolo. Where's Steve Spagnuolo now? He's the defensive coordinator of the Chiefs. Don't you think they're going to have some interesting things dialed up for the Eagles? I think that's another X factor.
Right there.
I agree with that, but he doesn't have the giant defense and he doesn't have the NFC competition. NFC's big ballers. We have big linemen, big everything. You know what I mean? They play smash mouth football. That's what makes them dangerous. They're not, you know, hence we went through that era where NFC was just dominating. Now it's gone to passing and all the prolific stuff. That's why the AFC has dominated for so long, right? Especially with Brady and all that stuff. But, you know, and I like Spagnuolo, but sometimes he throws me off. I mean, he can't figure out the Bengals, right? And it's the Bengals. I like I said, you know, if I'm looking at it now, I mean, check this out. Okay. Points against defensive leaders, number one, 14. Okay. Turnovers forced, Philadelphia is number three. Yards against defensive leaders, Philadelphia is number three. Kansas City's eight in points against, they're nine in yards against. Turnovers forced, they're not even in the rankings. Touchdowns, offensive leaders, they're offensive leaders. Philadelphia's number one in touchdowns. So, you know, they got a lot going for them. I'm just saying, you know, to me, like I said, I always say, you know, the NFC is like the SEC when they're good of NFL. When they're really good, they beat up against each other. They become tough. And I like Kent Mahomes and I like Andy Reid. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I think that without that, with him being hurt, because he's so amazing, Patrick Mahomes, if you see him, you know, I just think that it's going to be tough, man. They're going to have to figure offensively. They're going to have to figure something out because, you know, you could say with the defense and stuff, but you know, how many points they put up against the Bengals? 23.
Yeah, 23-20, final score.
That was it. And he threw for 300-something yards, like you said, right? He only put up 23 points. You think you're going to put up that many points against a Philadelphia defense?
Ray?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I did.
Okay.
Why?
Because it's Patrick Mahomes, man. I'm telling you. The guy can sling the ball. He's done it. Don't put some respect on this man's name. He's a Super Bowl champion. Kansas City, I mean, they're pretty much the best team in their division where they're at. And I don't think there's going to be anybody else that's going to surpass them in the next couple of years. It's just not going to happen. And he shows up and he plays. And I guarantee you, he's going to play hard in this Super Bowl. Because he took that loss. That was horrible the last time, you know. And I think he's hungry. I think he's hungry, and I think he wants another championship. And I think he can do it. He has a lot of weapons, too. He's got guys you won't even think, but he can get away. He can dodge, man. He's got oil. He knows how to get away. He knows how to do those sneaky passes, those little squeaky passes and stuff, and get it to people. So you'd be surprised. Yeah.
Before we head into final predictions, let's go each by one, your favorite Super Bowl of all time historically, and we'll start with Joe.
Steelers Cardinals 2009. You knew where I was going to say that. It featured two of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history. James Harrison returning a pick six 100 yards. It's one of the greatest plays. And then Ben Roethlisberger to Santonio Holmes in the corner of the end zone. I have no idea how he threw that ball. I have no idea how he caught it. He threw it in the most perfect place. It was like a barely over the outstretched fingers of the defenders. It was amazing. It was one of the most amazing plays. So that's my favorite Super Bowl ever.
Ray Sherrod, you got plenty to choose from. Which was your favorite Super Bowl?
Steve Young, get that monkey off my back. And Jerry Rice.
What year was that?
That was their last
94.
94, yes.
In Miami.
Yeah.
That was the year that they were supposed to the play the Steelers, but the Steelers lost to the Chargers. Yes. And that was disgusting.
Who was the quarterback for that Chargers team?
Stan Humphries.
Good memories. Victor Rocho, you got a few Super Bowls that you like. Which one was your favorite? Historically,
oh man, listen. Well, if I got two, okay, so I'm not gonna go with just my own homegrown Giant team. So I'm gonna pick one as a Giant. One's gonna be the Giants when we beat up the Patriots, undefeated team. You gotta admit that that's gotta be you know, when you beat an undefeated team with Randy Moss and the catch on the helmet and all that and Eli pulling out. I mean, to me, that's gotta be one of the greatest Super Bowls for me, right? The second one was one that I was at, which was Tennessee and St. Louis. Okay.
1999.
I was at the game right there. I had no horse in the game. Right in the race, and I will tell you, I flip-flopped which team I was rooting for because it came down to Tennessee almost winning at that last drive. They were 3 yards away.
Who was that player, Ray?
When they reached out to try to score, I was right there on that sideline, and that was a pretty when you could flip-flop in a game who you want to win, that's got to be a pretty good game. Is that a fair statement, guys?
Fair statement.
Yeah, that's a fair statement.
Because there was not my team. I wasn't rooting for either one. I didn't really care. But
what were you wearing? Sorry.
What?
What were you wearing on that day?
Just like Super Bowl stuff. I met Peyton Manning. I have a signed ball with him. I got a picture with him. It was everything. We had the whole Super Bowl experience. It was pretty awesome. And it was in the Dome, in the Atlanta Dome.
Go ahead, Ray.
I did want to add, because that was a homer, of course, I'm going to pick that game, but I do want to say one of my favorite was when Larry was running, looking at the screen when they played the Cardinals, played the Steelers. That was one of my, I have to say, that was just an awesome sight when Larry Fitzgerald was running, looking at the screen. That was an amazing Super Bowl game. So I just wanted, that was going to be my, he took that from me, but I wanted to add that. That was an amazing game. Amazing game.
The Kurt Warner Super Bowl. That's the Victor one that he went. That's when he was, I think a year before, he was playing in NFL Europe, and he won a Super Bowl a year after. Kevin Tyree, your favorite Super Bowl historically? You've been around for a while.
I do not remember the year, but I'm taking New England and Seattle.
That was 2018, 16, right, okay. Victor?
Was it 16?
Yeah. I'm not sure the year, but okay, that was the stupidest play in NFL history.
Give it to beast mode.
That
was give it to beast mode. That defensive guy, I feel bad for. But that play on the not giving it to a friggin'
Marshawn Lynch.
What did they call
him? Come on. Beast mode.
Not giving him the ball was the stupidest call in NFL history.
Well, maybe not giving Walter Payton the ball. In that Super Bowl, maybe that was
But they still won. They still won, right? So it wasn't a stupid call, it was a poor decision. And Dicka to this day regrets it. He said he was in the moment, he wanted to win, and he goes back. He goes, I regret, he breaks his heart. You should see him, right? Yeah. And I met Dicka and this and that, but whenever he talks about it, they ask him. That's his number one thing. I just wasn't thinking. I was thinking of scoring. And I go forward. You know what I mean? But if I had to take it back, he would have given it to Walter.
Right? What year was that, Ray?
85.
And that was the only time a defensive player won MVP.
I threw my beer down because I remember throwing my beer down because I could not believe. Because Marshawn Lynch, he's from Oakland, if y'all don't know. He's
your neighbor.
He's my neighbor.
Oak Town.
I couldn't believe they did not give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, man. That just like, what were you thinking? And I remember just throwing, just pissed. Just
go to your jewelry store?
Marshawn Lynch. He'd never been, because he was up in Seattle, up in the Seahawks and stuff, but I do remember, did we ever get a Seahawk player? No, we never got a Seahawk player in the store. But, that play, I agree. That really pissed me off. I was so mad. Can I just say something?
It's twofold, Ray. Not only not giving it to Beast Mode was one.
Yeah.
Two was throwing an inside pass. You want to make a stupid play, throw it outside. Why would you throw it in traffic with all those people there?
And Butler went to Disneyland.
Guy didn't catch it, he could have tipped it up in the air. It could have been anybody's ball.
Yeah.
I've never seen a bunch play to throw it inside that tight. So the play itself was a bad play.
Yeah.
And the fact you didn't give it the Beast Mode was the stupidest play. It caught them by surprise, all right?
Tom Brady won a Cadillac. I think he got a Cadillac Escalade, and he gave it to the guy.
Tom Brady won. I think he won. He
gave it to Tom Brady.
You can come to Disneyland with me, too. Took him to Disneyland.
Joe, do you remember any plays that, man, that should have not, went that way?
The whole Beast Mode thing and the Atlanta 28-3, those are two Super Bowls that the Patriots should have lost. Everybody says, Tom Brady. He should have gone 6-4 in Super Bowls or 5-5. They didn't deserve to win those Super Bowls.
Wait a second. It's unfair to say he shouldn't deserve. It's a team, right? So why you think you're blaming him for it?
I hate him. That's why.
He didn't call the plays.
He's the GOAT. I gave him the GOAT status when he did that, when he turned that around and won that Super Bowl.
Should the MVP award be called Tom Brady MVP award?
God, no.
No.
No, don't do that.
Call the Eli Manning Award.
Exactly.
No.
I'm saying exactly only to be facetious, right? Because He won two. Doug Williams won an MVP, and he barely played, you know what I mean? I can keep giving you quarterbacks that have won that weren't, you know, it's, like I said, the only once ever a defensive player won MVP was Richard Dent, and that was in the Chicago Bears, right? So, you know, you can't.
Wait a minute. What about Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Brad Johnson.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He didn't win MVP.
A defensive guy for the Super Bowl won.
Was Denton?
You might be right. Yeah, they had a good defense. That was when my man
On the
Warren Sapp.
Miami was there. Warren Sapp.
Wasn't even Warren Sapp. Look, I think Brooks something.
Dexter Jackson.
But what happened was, funny part about that defense. They had a bunch of the boys from Florida State and University of Miami. They hated each other.
Yeah, they did.
But they came together at Tampa. Those boys were awesome.
Yeah.
I love memory lane. They were stacked.
That was Florida State, University of Miami defense. Yeah. That Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, man. There was no confusion there.
Final predictions for this Super Bowl. Great historical. I love going back memory lane. You guys have a good memory of it. Let's go, Kevin Tyree. Give us a score and winner for this Super Bowl.
Wait a second. For Kevin Tyree, got to give him a little bit of love right now. Hold on for a second.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
You know I got to come after Kevin, right? Because he's the only Dolphin fan on this damn channel. I want to say a shout out. I am proud to hear about Brian Flores getting a defensive coordinator position. I am happy. I just want to make that shout out. And he came from the Dolphins. Okay. And I just want to make that shout out. And that's a prop. Okay, Kevin, that's not a dig. That's a prop. But I wanted to mention it. I'm going to mention it because I think it's worth mentioning, right? He went through the defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah. And he went to the right coach, and then, you know, he did what he needed to do. Now he's back at defensive coordinator. Now I believe he's going to have a shot again as a head coach. I think he had to go through that journey.
Right? Pyron says Harvey Martin and Randy White MVP and Chuck Howley losing team MVP.
Oh,
Randy White.
Yeah, you tell Byron to stop looking at the computer. It's supposed to go off the top of his head.
Kevin, give us a prediction for this weekend, score and winner.
I'm going 23-20 KC.
The same as the AFC Championship game. Let's go, Joe Toscano. Who do you got? Final score and winner.
The Eagles are going to come out to an early lead, and it's going to look like a blowout. They're going to be leading like 27-10 or something like that in the second half. And then Mahomes' magic will start, and it's going to end up being 33-30 Chiefs.
Ray Sherrod, score and winner for this Super Bowl, LVII.
No, 24-21 Chiefs. And I think it's not going to be as big as all this, because I think the defense is going to do some stuff with the Eagles. But I do think I see a Kelce touchdown. He's going to do that for mama and for his brother that's going to be on the other side of the field. And 24-21 Chiefs.
Victor Orocho, the man that hosts Jersey Boy Sports Talk. Who do you have for
every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern? Eastern time. I got Philly taking this, and Philly's going to win at least by six. They're gonna win the game. I don't think without a full throttle Mahomes, they don't got the firepower. That defense is incredible, man. So that's incredible defense. Anyway, timeout. That offensive line is tough. I mean, they're just loaded, man. And you know, I just think the Chiefs are gonna have a tough time. I mean, them barely escaping away from the Bengals. Bengals are not the Eagles, so that's my pick. They're gonna win at least by six.
And a wild card question: who will be the MVP, Victor?
Oh, I don't know. I hate picking MVPs, you know, because sometimes it's unfair. It's usually always it's too much offensive oriented. You don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. I would like to see. All right. Well, it's going to be if I have to pick, it's either Jalen Brown or Jalen Hurts or AJ Brown.
Kevin Tyree.
That's Mahomes.
It should be him. Ray Sherratt, MVP Super Bowl this weekend.
Patrick Mahomes hopping on one leg.
Joey Bag of Donuts.
Kelsey's mom. I'm changing my pick. You know who's going to win the Super Bowl? Kelsey's mom. They're not even going to show the action on the field. They're just going to keep a camera right on Kelsey's mom every minute. Kelsey's mom. Anything that happens, Kelsey's mom. It's going to be so annoying. We're not even going to know the score. We're not even going to watch touchdowns. We got somebody like in the field and in this that's at the game has to like tweet the score or something like that, because they're just going to show Kelsey's mom. They're going to show her like 100 times a game. It's going to be so annoying.
She's already wearing the jersey half and half.
You gotta admit, that's got to be a pretty proud moment for moms, man. You know, to have
it's a win-win situation
to have two your kids in the NFL is already an amazing feat.
To have
playing in the Super Bowl against each other is an amazing feat. You know what I mean? So, you know, you could have the same thing with the Bulls, right? You could have, theoretically, you get San Francisco against Los Angeles Chargers. So you could have the same thing there, but
that could happen, right?
You know,
the Watts.
You know, I think it's good. I think this is the first time when the Bears were playing the Colts, wasn't it? When we had two African-American coaches, and now we have two African-American quarterbacks playing against each other. I think it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to the game. You know, don't get me wrong. I like Kansas City. I like Patrick. There's no confusion. I just think when he's hobbling, it's a problem. Hurts just got a little bit of an issue too. It's just their team is fully rounded. Hey, I got to do a quick promo though, Santiago. So I'm going to cut in real quick.
Go ahead.
It's okay. Where were you? All right. So I just want to do a promo and I'm going to send you some clips because they talked about, we started off on sports. We talked about the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. And then we promo. There's a new series coming out called Capo on the Power to Rise. And it is starring several actors, but one of the actors that are in it is from my hometown of Perth Amboy. His name is Tony Foz, and it's Jimmy Barbarese is the producer, the writer. He's the star actor of the show. And I played an extra this weekend.
No way.
I was on the set.
Whoa.
I was
an extra. Victor's first movie.
My first movie, but that's not really why I'm shouting it out. I'm just promoting it for those guys. And they talked about the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. So they let me do a little bit of sports. There are some fans. They weren't Giant fans or Jet fans and some other fans, whatever.
Eagles fans.
But they were a great group. It's coming out. It's a series. You know, it's coming out Memorial Weekend. We'll put some links in the thing. I'll send you some clips, Santiago.
Yeah.
We did start off sports-wise first and then, you know, help them out with pro. It's an independent, right? So you got to give guys credit. And, you know, one of the guys from my hometown, from Perth Amboy, named Tony Foz, I got to give him some shout-out. And then there's Vincent, there's Jimmy, there's Sal's the director. It's a lot of great people. Nicole Kurz, the actress, she's awesome. And some others, a bunch of other actors. It was my first day. I didn't know I would even be in it, but I was in it.
And we'll probably get more details tomorrow night. Contact information, Victor, what is the best way to reach you online? And also about your show.
Well, obviously, we talk Jersey Boys Sports Talk is tomorrow, every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You can see it on the back. We stream live on YouTube, Spotify, on all the channels, on Facebook Live. You can go in through Many of different channels. That's number one. Number two, you can reach me on Twitter at @VArocho. Also go to victorarocho.com. That's my website. And I have some of my businesses there and my company there. That's how you could reach me. But, you know, everyone's always welcome. I think everybody here on this show has been on my show, right?
Except Ray. Ray's not been on the Jersey Boys.
We did a collab.
I've been on Ray's show, I think. I think I was on Ray's show. He hasn't come on my show.
I'd like to Ray to meet Byron.
You got me Byron because he's gonna count it. He talks about Kadarius Toney now, but if he's on the show, him and I are arguing about Kadarius Toney. He yells at him because he's a rapper and isn't that. Now I'm not on the show. But Byron's awesome, just so you know. Byron knows his stuff. He's awesome. And also he lives in Pennsylvania.
He's a semi-Eagles fan as well, I heard.
Oh my God! You know our guest only. Our show doesn't even know what fan he has because the other day he had a Eagles, a Cowboys, and that's a Giants stuff on.
That's vet. Vet is Vikings and Washington
Commanders, not the Redskins.
Commander, I know I almost slipped. Commanders.
Ray, what is the best way to reach you online? You got multiple shows, and tell us about that.
First off, the sports show. I got a sports show with my good friend Vet Aaron. We do on our sports show is Wednesday.
Sports Talk 101.
Sports Talk 101, thank you. And it's 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific. And then I also do some game streaming. Just look for my Twitter page, Ray3473. I am the gaming sideboard, and then Vet does streaming. He's on Twitch, Facebook, and everything. And shout out to my man Vet. I wish he was here to talk about his Washington Commanders. And I'm very sad that we lost another defensive coordinator. I don't know what in the world is wrong with my team.
DeMeco Ryan to the Texans.
Which one's your team, Bray? San Francisco?
Yes.
I can't tell because you're going for the Chiefs. You got like colors on. It looks like the Chiefs and your hat. I can't see.
It's the Super Bowl. The question is, who's the Super Bowl? Those are the two teams. I'm not a Chief.
Yeah, I know, but the shirt you're wearing looks more Chief colors than it does.
There you go.
That's a bright red. That's not really that real color though. That's
Chief. Not a 49 color. Represent your team.
There you go.
Okay.
Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Montana signed full helmets. I'm in love.
That's worth a lot of money, I imagine.
I am.
Toscano, you also have a podcast, but what is the best way to reach you online and talk about your podcast?
I have a podcast called The Donut Bag, and you'll never believe it, but I talk about Pittsburgh sports. You know, shock or something. I can't believe it.
Wow.
No. Yeah. I'm also Joey Bag of Donuts. His best. Yeah. But Joey Bag of Donuts, V7F on Twitter. As long as Twitter's around, I don't know. It's not looking good right now, but
it was down tonight
where I live.
But, and Kevin, you don't have much of a social media.
Hey, real quick though, but shout out. I predicted it, Joey, at Santiago, that Tomlin will not have a losing season. Yes. I called it in the beginning of the year. I think that's one of the best coaches ever. Even though he's only won one Super Bowl, I'm just saying to you he's never had a losing season. He's played playoffs with a four-string quarterback. I really, really respect one the Steelers organization, and I have nothing but admiration for Coach Tomlin.
He is an amazing coach. His entire NFL coaching career, he has not had one losing season. That is amazing. Yeah,
and he started off bad this year. He started off really
2-6.
You know how hard it is to come back from 2-6 to end up going 9-7 in an odd year? Because when it's even games, it's a little bit easier not to have a losing season, right?
Right.
You know, he was right there on the cusp. He was like 7-8, I think he was. He had to win two games.
He gets so much respect and admiration and love from all outside of Pittsburgh. But inside of Pittsburgh, people want him fired because he doesn't win a Super Bowl every year. No, it is a spoiled fan base, and like shame on Steelers fans.
Don't fire him. Don't fire him.
if he got fired, any of your teams would grab him in a second.
Pittsburgh doesn't do that. That's a great organization. They don't fire coaches. They just don't.
But the fans want them to be fired, which is ridiculous. What do
they
got?
How many coaches have they had? Five in their entire history?
Three or four. Three in the last 53 years.
That's Chuck Knoll, they had Cowher, and they have Tomlin.
Chuck Knoll, Cowher, and Tomlin. That's it. And Tomlin's young. Right. Tomlin's only like 50 years old.
Well, and he got it at 34. Next. Yeah. I mean, he's a phenomenal coach. I'm sorry. Yes, they're stupid. Yes, they, you know, you got
they are
shot
every. You are correct. They are stupid.
Every year
they're spoiled. There, it's a spoiled fan base.
Kevin, Tyree, you don't have a social media, but give us some closing words before we head off on this beautiful Wednesday night.
Well, you can find me on email KevinTyree1987@gmail.com, and I also want to say that Tua. I don't know if you read the article. They're going to pick up his fifth-year option. But by him getting that concussion, he lost $6
million,
bro. $6 million.
$6
million? Yeah. His fifth-year option is $23 million instead of $29 million. He had to make a Pro Bowl to get $29
million. Wow.
I feel so bad for him.
That stinks.
Waddle and Tyree.
Man, that's not sincere, bro. It's not sincere. I can look in your face and tell that's not sincere.
you got to feel bad.
$23 million, dude. That's $23 million. Think about it. That is it's a little close to $2 million a month.
I know, man.
Well, okay.
If you made $23 million, all you would think about
$500,000 a week.
All you would think about is how you could have had $29 million.
Exactly.
I don't feel sorry for anybody who has, you know, look, Tua hasn't, he's been injured, he's been hurt, he hasn't, just, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Well, there you have it. This Super Bowl LVII. Appreciate you guys coming on this Sunday, February 12th at 6:30 kickoff. State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. You can watch it on your local television. And, of course, halftime performance by Rihanna. So have a good time. It's get some snacks. Rihanna. Get some hot wings. Get some pizza. Whatever it takes. Have a good time. It's a holiday. Guys, I appreciate you guys coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for the invite, man.
Thanks for the invite. Great.